Well, I think the most important thing was we got a few men back on the pitch. I think that was the most important thing. The result, you know, it was good to get a result, obviously, but, you know, our key thing really is building towards the National League, and with Neil McGee and Neil Geller and who else? David Walsh came into it there, you know, so that was good. It was good to get the bodies back out on the pitch.
And obviously Carrick starting today as well. But when them guys came in, they proved to make a difference in there in the second half.
They did, of course, yeah. They weren't on long and they were starting to fatigue as well, so there's a wee bit of work to be done there, obviously. But I think from our own point of view, what we want to do is we want to get everybody out on the field and then build fitness as we move. You know, it's been a tough time for a lot of them. You know, they've had long-term injuries, David Walsh. Carl in particular, Neil Geller has been carrying in that thing for a long time, and then Paddy McBurdy. So Patrick's not that far away either, and we're hoping maybe Christy might be fit to play some part on Wednesday night. So these guys have been out for a long time, so they're not going to be delivering a high intensity level, but at least they're out on the pitch and that they can do that over the course of the National League then.
Some of your guys took some fine scores today as well. Darrell Connor got the scoring on the way in the first half, and then we've seen the likes of Owen McNeillis there, particularly in the final 10 minutes or so, getting up with a couple of scores.
Both of them have done really well in the pre-season, you know, and both of them are pushing very hard for game time, and that's what you want. Nick, obviously Darrell's only 18 and Owen is about 21, 22, but they're both good footballers, and they're pushing the boys that have been there before, and that's what we want. We want a healthy squad and people that can add a bit of value, but I really think that both of them can add a lot of value this year for the squad, and if they can push for a starting place or game time, we'll be more than happy.
Yeah. Did you feel that you deserved to be 4 or 5 points down at half time?
I mean, the bottom line is we came here to get a good workout, and we got a good workout, and we ended up getting the result at the end of the day. But I suppose the big positive for me, anyway, from the point of view of moving towards the next couple of weeks, is the fact that you had 4 or 5 men coming back into the fray again that haven't been on the jersey for a while.
Could we see them men starting Wednesday night against Queens?
Being honest, it'll have to be down to the medical people, you know, like they're saying, you know, 20 minutes for Neil Geller, 25 minutes at the minute, and Christy the same, David Walsh wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't have thought so. I think it'll be more like 25 minutes, 35 minutes, that type of thing, and build them up as we get closer, hopefully, to the National League, and then during the National League if they're not fit for 70 within it.
Right, so by all accounts then, your progression and your schedule on track at the moment?
In terms of the injuries, yeah, because we've been sort of careful with them. You know, we had a bit of a nightmare with injuries last year, and we're trying to be careful with them this year. We're trying to build steadily for them, and hope that we don't lose anybody in the process, and that's what we've done, and it's worked really well for us so far. They've all come back, and they all haven't got a reoccurrence like a groin or a calf or something as they're coming back. So it's, you know, we don't want to force them into 70 minutes, and we just want to build steadily, and that's what we're doing. So it's really down to the physios, to be honest with you, and the people that are rehabbing them, you know.